time to shift our focus to the upcoming elections, which are now officially 1 month away. On the ballot, you will find the Attorney General's race. In that column, you will find John Stefanski. He joins us now. John, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well, Brian. How's it going?
Going very well. Let's talk about the campaign trail first. I want to talk about how this race has evolved a little bit over the last few months. But how are things out on the road?
It's good. It's geographically, it's a much larger state than I think a lot of us realize. Yeah. But it's going really well.
So what are your pain points right now? What's been toughest along the way?
I'll tell you just the physicality of it. You know, having to travel so much is daunting at times, you know, and then just the time management. You know, I mean, I think people probably when they see candidates run for office, you probably just see, oh, well, you have to go a lot of places. You have to talk to a lot of people. But you really kind of have to shut down a lot of aspects of your life in order to be able to accommodate the travel and the time that it takes to be competitive in these races. Let's say that. And so, you know, that's a big shift. You know, you have to sacrifice a lot of personal time, a lot of family time, and honestly, a lot of job time, you know, because everybody has some type of career, or some job that they're managing. And so, you know, that's a daunting prospect, but it's like anything in life. If it means enough to you, you're going to do what it takes to get there. And so that's always been my mindset.
Well, in your campaign, because your time management was already altered because you had to go from the session straight into the campaign trail.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I wasn't going to neglect my duties as, you know, as a chairman and my duties to my district as a state representative. And so, you know, I maximized that time while I was there. I tried to be flexible and do both. But certainly, yeah, that was a challenging aspect. And then my law practice as well, you know, really, you know, around the beginning of the year, I kind of had to scale everything back in order to be able to focus on what it was going to take to run this race. And so that both of those things were challenging, but hey, we got through them and look, it's kind of just like you said, we're a month away now. And so it's here.
You know, and State Representative John Stefanski is running for Attorney General. He's joining us now. We keep talking in terms of Election Day being October 14th. That's not really the case anymore. I mean, we're just a couple weeks away. We're a lot less than a month away from early voting opening up, and there's going to be a lot of people early vote because Election Day is game day as well, where in Baton Rouge, LSU will be playing Auburn, and around the state, there'll be a lot of football to be played. So early voting continues to grow in popularity. So we keep thinking in terms of what is Election Day, but, I mean, that's from our end, John. That's not for those that are out on, you know, that get their own lives going on.
No, that's true. And look, absentee balloting is going on right now. So there's a lot of people who have their absentee ballots already and are making those choices. Early voting is right around the corner, which in Louisiana, early voting has proven to be extremely popular. You know, people love that ability to be able to have a week and pop in and out of their local registrar's office and vote. And then, like you said, on actual Election Day, you know, there's so many events going on. LSU's got a home game. There's Louisiana Tech, all our other colleges that we have in the state. You know, you're going to have games going on. And so a candidate would be very smart to focus on early voting and even absentee efforts to drive that vote out.
Okay, I don't know if that was intentional or not, but you skipped ULL, who actually has a bye weekend that weekend.
Well, you know, I pay attention, Brian.
Okay, okay. I didn't know if you knew or you got lucky.
Hey, sometimes you need a little bit of both.
John Stefanski's our guest. He's running for Attorney General. What are you hearing on the campaign trail, and how does it match with what you propose to want to do when you announce your campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as I travel, one thing is pretty consistent. People are very concerned with the crime. You know, that's not a big city-centric thing. That's not just a Shreveport, Baton Rouge, New Orleans issue. It's everywhere. You know, and I've been spending a tremendous amount of time with law enforcement. You know, I think in these types of races, you know, your local community law enforcement leaders, your sheriffs, your chiefs are extremely important. And so we talk a lot about crime because it's such a major issue here in Louisiana. We talk a lot about jobs too, you know, and that doesn't necessarily fall within the job description of an attorney general, but the ability to be able to create jobs in this state is essential for us to move forward. And public safety is part of that. So, you know, the the criminal element has an effect on that. And image, you know, Louisiana, in my opinion, has an image problem right now. And if we're not careful, we may not recognize this state in the next 10 to 20 years. And so we need to change that. We need to flip that script. And those are some of the things I'm hearing on the campaign trail.
We're talking with John Stefanski about his run for attorney general. This is a wide open governor's race this year, meaning there's no incumbent. But the race for governor has sucked a lot of oxygen out of the room. Are you finding it difficult to garner attention towards your race because of how wide open that is?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, look, governor is always the main ticket. You know, that's the heavyweight fight on the ballot. You know, that's what everybody's here to wait for. But I'll be honest with you. You know, as I travel, look, I grew up in this state my whole life. I've been here, you know, my entire life. And this is probably the least amount of signs I've ever seen this close to an election as I travel, you know, as I go across. You just don't see a lot of campaign signs throughout the state, not like in prior years. And so, I don't know what that is. You know, I would be guessing if I told you what the reason for that is. But certainly, look, in every meeting I have when we talk about the attorney general's race, you know, we spend a good amount talking about that race. But everyone wants to immediately kind of jump into the governor's race and asking me what I think about that, asking me my opinions. And so it's top of everyone's mind. But attorney general is an incredibly important position. It provides an incredible check on some of these other elected officials. You know, that's the citizen attorney, and we really need to make sure that's an independent person who's well qualified, and I think I checked both those boxes.
John, I got to ask you about something you said a minute ago, where you said that stopping crime, punishing those who are committing crimes is important, but you also talked about jobs, and then you said that's not necessarily the role of the attorney general. How important is knowing the role here? Because when we get into election season, you see politicians make campaign promises about everything under the sun, and a lot of folks just like listen to what they can get, not listen to who knows the gig.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a huge part. And I've tried to be very consistent with that. You know, I think, you know, you hire good people to surround you and they give you really good advice. But at the end of the day, it's your messaging, it's your words. And I've always tried to be very consistent with, hey, what's realistic, and try to be honest with people about what the office actually entails. And at the end of the day, you know, the office of attorney general, the best way I can describe it is you're basically the managing partner of a major law firm. So you're responsible for managing all these different divisions. And there's a criminal element, there's a civil element, there's a federal division, there's all sorts of divisions in the attorney general's office, and many, many different duties that impacts the citizens' lives on a daily basis. So there's a multitude of ways that you can approach messaging, but I try to stay consistent, I try to stay realistic at what the job can do. But at the end of the day, it really is. It's such an incredibly important position that has such an effect on the citizens' daily lives. You know, it's really incumbent on us as candidates to educate, but it's also incumbent upon citizens to do the background homework and look at the candidates and look at the job description.
There are a number of different ways to approach that job description. Our current attorney general kind of paints with a broader brush, right? Like he's today to be talking about risk rating 2.0. Down in New Orleans, he's attached his names to lawsuits against Facebook and the like. And there's been a number of times where I just kind of shake my head. I'm like, how are we on that? Meanwhile, we have a ridiculous fentanyl problem in Louisiana. Is your approach going to be more broad brushed like the current AGs, or would your approach be more focused on like knocking out the top two or three priorities as best you can?
Yeah, so I will tell you, my priority is going to be pretty laser focused on helping out with the crime problem. And crime is a general term. It can mean a number of different things. You know, the AG's office currently does a lot of really good things regarding, you know, sex trafficking and the child pornography stuff. They do a really good job of that. I think they do a good job of supporting DAs and sheriffs, but I want to do more with that. I really think we need, from that position, someone to take a leadership position in these major cities that we're seeing this just super rise in crime, the rise in fentanyl throughout the state. So I will tell you, my focus is going to be here in state on Louisiana. That's what my focus is. That doesn't mean we're going to neglect some of these federal things that are going on. I think, you know, the office is in an important position to be a check on federal government when they overreach, when they overstep their authority, when they infringe on states' rights. I think it's incredibly important that we continue to do that. But if you're asking me where my focus is going to be from day one, I'm going to be laser focused in state here in Louisiana. Because I mean, look, Ryan, we have so many problems. You know, what do we do really well? You know, when compared to our peers, it's just not a lot of things. And I mean, we have so many issues here at home. I think that time can be really well spent focusing on in-state here in Louisiana, and I can think of no better thing to focus my time on than the rising crime we're seeing across the state.
We're talking with John Stefanski about his run for Attorney General. Now, you're basically your last act in the state legislature, up the penalties on possession of or selling fentanyl, kind of giving yourself another weapon in your own arsenal should you win. Are we going to have a chance to really see that take effect before Election Day?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm very curious. You know, actually, as I travel and I meet with law enforcement and district attorneys across the state, I am quick to remind them about those new increased penalties. I mean, you can face life in prison now if you distribute fentanyl, and depending on the amounts that you have, and depending on how many times you're caught. And so we could see someone get charged with some of these advanced penalties. I doubt we would see someone sentenced, but before Election Day. Because the law just went into effect August the 1st, but right. You certainly can see, you're probably already seeing some arrests where it rises to the level of these really significant penalties now. And again, like we talked about many times, the hope is that, you know, this sends a chilling effect throughout the drug community. The hope is that dealers are fearful to start to carry things with fentanyl in it because of the increased penalties. And then ultimately, the hope is that we run this out of our state because of the deadliness and the way it's, you know, it literally is killing hundreds of our citizens.
We're talking with John Stefanski about his run for Attorney General. All right, walk me through this last month, man. How do you approach it?
So I think, you know, a smart candidate sits back and says, I've done a tremendous amount of work to get here, you know, which is if you've gotten to this point, hopefully you've done a lot of the things that needed to get done already. Right now, it's really focused on making sure you check all those boxes. You know, there's so many people along the way, Brian, that you meet that are like, hey, I need you to do this. You need to come here. I need to get you here. And it's going back. I spent the weekend doing that, going back and going, okay, who do I need to touch base with again? Who do I need to follow up with? And so I've been doing a lot of that. It's still a lot of driving and a lot of traveling. I try to make every speaking engagement that I get invited to. And then, look, it's continuing to raise money. You know, the reality of these races, especially statewide races, is I can't shake enough hands in order to be able to get the votes to win. You have to rely on media. You have to rely on word of mouth. And so it takes a lot of money in order to be able to do that as well. And so we're continuing to have robust fundraising and continuing to reach out to people in that way as well. But it's kind of surreal, I will tell you, after you know, contemplating this for many years and then also, you know, really running over the past 2 years, it's a little surreal that the election day is around the corner. But I'm excited. I love serving at the end of the day. I just do. I get a tremendous joy out of serving this state and our community. And to be able to do that as Attorney General on a statewide level would be a tremendous honor.
He is currently State Representative John Stefanski running for Attorney General, and we are officially 1 month from Election Day, though voting begins long before that. Representative Stefanski, thank you so much for hopping on board.
Thanks, Brian.